Ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Now, I gotta be honest, most of the time I am very proud of the research that I've done to try to find these setting the bar stories. Stupid facts of the day.
Right. You just come across it and then you just take it as a fact and let's run with it.
Yeah. So this, well, okay. I mean, the way you put it there, I mean, this might be even more so that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I don't know how rooted this is in actual fact.
Let's run with it,
but
though.
But I saw the headline and that was good enough for me.
That's really all you read. You read headlines and subject lines and that's it.
That's right. Stupid fact of the day. Study found, Kelly.
Yeah.
A study found that eating grasshoppers might help your libido.
I'm out. Sorry. Nope.
Grind up some of them grasshoppers and giggity, 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 let's
That's
go.
That's insane. Who in the world? Stop. Why? Who came up with that? Like, who discovered that? Like, I'm going to eat some grasshoppers and, oh, you look good. What?
Fellas.
No, that didn't happen.
Fellas, if you don't want to spend the money on the little blue pill, maybe grasshoppers are the way to go.
I don't think so. I don't think anyone is going to take this advice.
Because of rats. Rats.
Because of rats? Yeah. We're bringing rats into this?
Yeah, rats on a grasshopper diet showed marked improvements in many things. Many, many health benefits to eating grasshoppers. Most notably, the boost in libido.
So, these tiny little... Was it mice? Rats?
Rats.
Rats were thinking, I wasn't really interested. And you gave me a little snack of grasshoppers, and now I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, they also enjoyed better sleep. They got more sleep per week than rats that were not eating the grasshopper diet.
Okay.
So is one a result of the other?
So we're going to base our perspective health choices on rats.
Yeah, a lot of these things start first in the laboratory with animals. And, you know,
we're just like rats.
You see shampoo that says not tested on animals.
Right.
And,
yes.
However, this was tested on animals. It was tested on rats.
Okay, so grasshoppers, tasty.
I'm not going to say they're tasty.
Okay.
I'm going to say that they're going to increase your libido, though.
That's great. You know what? If they decide to put that in a supplement and then just not tell me, maybe somehow that might happen down the road. But I'm not going to go out in the yard and try to hunt down
look for grasshoppers.
Some grasshoppers.
Here, Jiminy.
Nope.
Come on.
Jiminy's safe with me. I'm not eating him. Nope.
Right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day. Study found eating grasshoppers might actually help your libido.
Oh, okay. Just throw up my... And sorry to anybody who might be eating breakfast right now. I'm very sorry about that.
Well, hey, you got the whole...
This is bad timing.
You got the whole weekend ahead of you.
Okay. Yeah.
Need to figure out what to do.
There's not one person that's going to say, you know what? I'm going to put that to the test. I'm going to go out in the yard right now.
Well, you might be able to find
some grasshoppers,
but like you said, you might be able to find grasshopper powder. I know they have cricket flour.
There is cricket flour?
Yeah.
Where do they sell that?
They sell it here in town.
Do you buy the cricket flour?
Are you asking if I buy cricket flour?
Do you buy cricket flour?
Well, you're not my wife, are you?
Okay. And by the way, what's the difference between crickets and grasshoppers? Are they the same?
I don't know.
Are they cousins?
They're probably cousins.
So can you just get the same effects by getting the cricket flower?
That's a good question. I don't have that research in front of me. But Kelly, your stupid fact of the day this morning is eating grasshoppers could help your libido. And there you go. And you're welcome.
Really stupid show.
Yep. Absolutely it is.